From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Located along I-5 north of Sacramento, Natomas is one of the city's newest communities. Originally annexed in the 1960s, Natomas has seen its share of development, especially in recent years. But balancing neighborhood living with economic growth while preserving native habitats has come with a good amount of debate. And that includes the latest project, which will be moving forward. This week, the Sacramento City Council approved the development of a commercial warehouse district on protected land in the Natomas Basin. The council voted 5-2 in favor of the project, which will be located south of Sacramento International Airport and west of the Westlake neighborhood, hugging Powerline and Del Paso roads. The meetings leading up to Tuesday's vote included a wealth of public comment, both for and against the development plan. Some praised the job creation and overall economic benefit, while others are concerned about the negative impacts to the environment and nearby neighborhoods. Here to talk us through it all and what comes next is Cap Radio local government reporter Riley Palmer. Hey, Riley.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Okay, so before we get into the vote this week and the public comment, help us visualize this project, this development. What's being proposed?
Sure. So the official name of this project is called the Airport Industrial South, and it'll basically create a warehouse district within the protected Natomas Basin, which currently serves as open space and is adjacent to Natomas's Westlake neighborhood. As well as being south of the Sacramento International Airport, as you said, near I-5. And it's currently in unincorporated county land. According to renderings from city council meetings, it's projected to have around 4 major warehouse units, which will be used as like logistic and fulfillment centers. So think Amazon warehouses and data centers. The applicant will also be contributing to infrastructure like roads and parking lots that will be used by commercial trucks. And to be clear, what happened this week at council is that the city agreed to move forward with bringing in 450 acres of land from the county into city limits. This project is called annexation, and it is for the sake of building this project.
Okay, so this is just another step in the process. It still has more hurdles to clear.
Yeah.
And the area that you're describing, I mean, if anyone's been to the airport, you know, in recent years, there's been a lot of development along this stretch of I-5. So who is the company behind this?
So the main applicant for this project is North Point Development. Their headquarters is in Kansas City, and they've built in Sacramento previously. They were behind the Southport Business Park and the Metro Air Park in Natomas, as well as the Rancho Cordova Logistics Center. Like you mentioned, I want to acknowledge this project has gotten a lot of public interest. So conversation surrounding the build was spread between 2 meetings, both of which spanned over 3 hours, in part because of public comment.
Yeah, and you were at both of those meetings,
yep.
And you got to listen to all of that public comment. In addition to the warehouses that's being proposed, are there plans for other businesses as well?
Yeah, so there will be a handful of smaller buildings within the proposed district. At the meeting, the developer said that some of these buildings would include drive-throughs, a hotel, and some buildings used for utility, like car charging stations and water pumps and things that would basically help assist with operations there.
So the vote this week on Tuesday was 5-2, 5 approving it, 2 nays. Mayor Kevin McCarty was one of the votes in favor. Let's take a little listen to what he said.
This is a project that I think meets what the city's needs are and what the region's needs are for economic development. I think it's a fair balance.
Yeah, so during the meeting, Mayor McCarty acknowledged that development in general in Natomas is pretty nuanced, and he felt this project had a thoughtful balance of industry and environmental protection, as that quote illustrates with him saying, you know, fair balance. Aside from him, the other council members that were pro the project were Councilmember Roger Dickinson, Rick Jennings, Eric Guetta, and Phil Pluckybaum. And they voted in favor for similar reasons. They were in support of the economic development and the addition of jobs in future warehouses and during the construction process. Councilmember Rick Jennings was pretty outspoken at the meeting about his positive feelings towards the project. He brought up the job and economic benefits like tax revenue and felt that they were too good to ignore.
I will be supporting this project moving forward. I will be supporting it in order to make a difference in our city, in the community, and in our region.
Okay, so 5 votes approving it, 2 nays. Who were the council members against this project?
So the two dissenting votes on the project came from Karina Talamantes and Mai Vang. Talamantes actually stepped in to represent the neighborhood closest to the project because Councilmember Lisa Kaplan, who usually represents the region, had to recuse herself. At council, they explained that Kaplan's personal property is just too close to the project, which makes it a conflict of interest. With that said, Talamantes felt that the developer just had not worked as closely with the community as she felt they should have.
And that's one thing with these projects that, you know, have 20 plus hours of testimony and 200 plus e-comments, they require better communication. And for people to feel like they've been seen, like they've been heard and listened to. And that's the most important thing to me, is to make sure that people are listened to. And so as the council member here in Natomas, I will not be supporting this project.
Yeah, I also wanted to note that Councilmember Katie Maple recused herself as well. This morning, she confirmed with me that she recused herself just out of an abundance of caution because her husband is on the board of the Environmental Council of Sacramento, and they're publicly opposed to this project.
Okay, so two recusals. Let's dive into the economics. What are developers saying will be the benefits?
Yeah, so the applicants say the new development will have like a huge economic benefit for the city. According to an analysis that was done by the applicant, the project will bring in around $784 million annually total, just stating that. But more specifically, some of the other things it will do within that total is generate approximately $9.3 million in annual property tax and $4.4 million in money for the nearby Natomas Unified School District. The applicants also expect the warehouse district to provide around 5,000 jobs once built out. And then during the construction phase, they anticipate the creation of around 3,800 jobs.
Okay, so the creation of thousands of jobs and then a projection of $750 million annually to the city of Sacramento. Local labor groups are also in favor. What did you learn from them?
So the project got a lot of union support from various labor factions. These include carpenters, electricians, and other kind of construction workers. At those two meetings on the proposed development, both men and women in orange construction vests filled up one side of the room routinely. I was right outside of City Hall chambers, and I was just like in the line that spanned forever because of all the people going through the security to get in. But many of them spoke up at public comment as well. Here's laborer Matthew Kelly explaining why a project like this would benefit both workers and the community.
So the local hire would allow the people that are working on these projects that have children to be able to make sporting events, dance recitals, parent-teacher conferences, things like that. And it's just simple. If, you know, the project's in your neighborhood, you're going to take more pride when building it.
Okay, so another big piece of this that I think needs some explanation is the fact that this development sits on the Natomas Basin Conservancy. What is that exactly?
Yeah, of course. So the Natomas Basin Conservancy is basically like a group that manages open space in the Natomas Basin, and it's for the purpose of conservation and protecting endangered wildlife. They're also in charge of implementing what's called the Natomas Basin Habitat Conservancy Plan, which was an agreement that the city signed on to in 1997 to protect the land and ensure smart development, if any. Heather Fargo, who's the president of Sacramento's Environmental Council, also happened to be the mayor of Sacramento when the plan was adopted and discussed. She was at the meeting and said that going forward with this current development plan for the project, as it stands, is a bit premature.
But you do have a lot of warehousing already in the city and in the region that hasn't been taken into account. This is not about jobs versus the environment. We have enough room in this county and in this city to do both. So please honor your agreement.
That being said, Sacramento city staff did say in their presentation to council that the project is actually in line with the habitat plan and that it doesn't cause too much disruptions to the ecosystems in the area.
Okay, so this conservancy plan has been in effect for, you know, roughly 30 years, just under that. Mm-hmm. But it does have a window to ensure smart development, as you laid out. But there still are environmental impact concerns. What did you learn about those?
Yeah. So in terms of the land, there were people who spoke at public comment who were concerned about the endangered species that live in the area, such as the Swainson's hawk. The land is also currently technically used as farmland. But there was some debate about how valuable that land actually is. And according to the reporting by the Sacramento Bee, the land has been mainly used for hay and rice farming. People like resident David Ingram questioned the need, though, to build on undeveloped land versus doing infill development, which for those that are not familiar, it's basically the idea of filling vacant spaces in usually already developed areas.
Why are we sacrificing valuable agricultural farmland and open space to get jobs when we don't have to do that?
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with our local government reporter, Riley Palmer, about the argument surrounding an industrial development plan for 450 acres of the Natomas Basin area. So effects on local wildlife and habitat isn't the only concern. The impact on surrounding neighborhoods, Natomas has grown a lot, and you have lots of neighborhoods in that area of North Natomas. That was also front of mind. What did you learn about the concerns for people who live in and around this proposed development?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the neighbors raised questions about the noise of constant industry next to a residential area, which also includes like constant trucking activity and the traffic that comes along with that, as well as the impact of diesel trucks so close to homes and the Paso Verde School. I did get a chance to catch up with the assistant superintendent over at Natomas Unified. His name's Doug Orr. He spoke at the meeting. Overall, he felt like his concerns about air pollution were taken into account by developers eventually, given the timing between the first meeting and the second meeting. And I think overall, like, the concerns of the neighbors are legitimate. In the city's environmental impact report that they brought up at council, there are some unavoidable impacts that they stated to the surrounding area, and one of those is air pollution.
So what did the developers say in response?
In general, the developers have maintained that their project is compliant with the Habitat Conservation Plan, and they have agreed to certain amendments on the project in an effort to be good neighbors with the residences nearby, such as building a line of trees between the project and that nearby school to help mitigate the air pollution concerns and things like that. And then in terms of traffic, the applicant said that they were willing to make road improvements to mitigate their specific impact.
Okay, so there's some negotiations that are taking place, and the vote ultimately did pass. It's moving forward, but there were changes that were made to address these concerns. What are some of the other big changes that happened?
Yeah, so some of those amendments that were made, they included the line of trees, like I said, but then there were other things such as extending a buffer of space between like the project site and that neighborhood to around 300 feet. At the previous meeting in November, the first one, they discussed having that buffer be around 150, so it's effectively doubling it. And then at the request of residents and council, they pledged not to use the building closest to the Westlake neighborhood as a fulfillment center so that trucks aren't passing too close to homes. And then the developers also agreed to meet quarterly with the nearby neighborhood association to discuss progress and concerns and things of that nature.
Okay, so this is just one big hurdle that has been crossed. What comes next?
So now that the city has approved the annexation request, the project will then need to go before the Sacramento County Board of Supervisors because it's in their jurisdiction. And then the local agency formation known as LAFCO. LAFCO is an agency that helps determine urban boundaries and city limits.
So more meetings for you, Riley.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That is local government reporter Riley Palmer discussing the Sacramento City Council moving forward with an industrial development plan for 450 acres of the Natomas Basin area. Up next, conservationists are celebrating a project in Tehama County aimed at supporting wildlife and restoring a critical waterway. We'll learn about the significance of Battle Creek Ranch. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.